Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Maggie and I walking in, we were talking about the guy yesterday who called in, Jake from Boston.
Yes.
And how she thinks that that man was a reporter. It's like trying to get all the dirt on Belichick. I can't argue with it. I mean, the guy, he was either a reporter or he's one of those internet sleuth people that wanted to, you know, he wants to dig and put the stuff up there. And he referenced Turtle Boy, who was the internet celebrity that has been carrying on about Karen Reed being innocent for many years now. So he's like the Turtle Boy of Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. And he's on those message boards. But he had, I mean, he was going Caroline Leavitt. He was going, well, the previous girlfriend. He was deep diving that guy, Jake.
He was. Yeah, maybe it's a Maine and New Hampshire thing. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. But Belichick's going to be, I saw, Al, you said on your show sheet, Belichick's going to be in the city for some award or something or some event.
Tuesday, he's sitting down with a professor of NYU to have a chat that's free to the public to go to, and it's promoting his book.
Ooh, here we go. Here we go.
You know they had to clear all those questions.
Damn right they did. You think Jordan's going to sit in a chair right next to Bill up
no,
there?
No, not if this is open to the public or not, no.
I bet you she could write in the front row.
Let me
row.
Ask you a question. We were talking about Miss Hancock.
Yeah, right.
And you said that that is what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And she is entered in that?
She is.
Yeah, she won Miss Hancock last year, and she's back in Miss Hancock this year.
To me, that's going to be the thing. That would be the one that would garner the most attention, I got to believe.
Yeah, because then she's the center of attention there. And then, yeah, but I mean... There's not going to be any controversy coming out of that. Because she's just a pageant. You know, it's like when these interviews happen.
Now, if you are the Miss America pageant, and you are Miss, what is it, Miss Maine, I guess would be?
Maine, right? Yeah, Miss Hancock then goes to Miss Maine, yeah.
I mean, I would hate to be one of these other gals in the Miss Maine. I mean, like, you want promotion.
It's like Dylan Gabriel.
Right, exactly.
And Shador Sanders shows up.
Right, exactly.
This supposed to be my moment.
I mean, like, she's got to win Miss Maine because, you know, the Miss America folks, I did that 1 year, so I know how important promotion is to that brand.
Right.
This is right up their alley.
They have to, which is unfair to the other contestants. I agree.
You want to get eyeballs.
And if you're Jordan Hudson,
your sponsors.
Right, and Jordan Hudson's probably thinking, like, man, like, everybody can say what they want to say, but I earned this, you know?
That thing, yeah.
Yeah, if you're running those pageants, you're putting her up there as much as possible.
Hopefully she's got, a good platform, and hopefully she has some good talent.
Yeah.
Maybe she has the other parts.
Well, sure, yeah. Remember that answer? Every time I think about a pageant, I think about that Miss Alabama answer when she had no idea what she was talking about. Remember that whole thing?
With maps?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you find that? Do you remember this, Boomer? Oh, it was so bad.
I think we played it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Many years ago. But it was as bad as it gets. And every time it comes up, I have to watch it again because I'm like, I'm flabbergasted every single time I hear the answer.
Trying to think. I think I did the pageant in 98, and I want to say the winner was Miss Virginia.
Okay.
I can't believe I remember that.
That's pretty good. All right, let's.
I don't think she was a diabetic.
Oh, really?
And I think that was her platform.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah. This was a Miss Teen USA 2007.
Oh, this is the teen.
South Carolina.
Carolina teen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, let's see.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, such as the Iraq. Oh, it's just classic. Classic stuff. I mean, really. Last time you heard that was a long time ago. Almost 20 years ago.
Now, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of the best pieces of audio ever generated. So, yeah, Jordan Hudson's probably a little bit more prepared than that young lady for Miss Hancock, seeing that she won Miss Hancock last year. But I'm with you, man. Sponsors, eyeballs.
Come on,
if you're the Miss America pageant, you are the people that are running Miss Maine. You got to prop her up. You got to put her on billboards. Come see Jordan Hudson, right?
I would think so. I mean, she's everywhere now. I mean, unfortunately for a lot of the wrong reasons, but nonetheless, I mean, this is her passion, right?
Yeah.
That and Tar Heel football.
Certainly.
And I guess landlording.
Landlording as well. Yeah, so is that on a weekend or a weekday, Al, the Miss Hancock?
I was trying to get a date for Miss Hancock. It says, actually, it's taking place. It says it took place yesterday.
Oh, what?
Because the actual Miss Maine takes place the middle of the month.
Oh.
So how do we not know who won this?
Yeah. We got to know who won. She, all right. So this is, she enters for the second time.
Let me go to Grok. Grok. Who won Miss Hancock 2025?
Let's see. She could go.
There is no record of a Miss Hancock 2025 pageant or winner in the provided information and general knowledge. The term Miss Hancock seems to be confused with other context.
See, I'm reading on Google AI.
Yeah.
Says Jordan Hudson won Miss Hancock 2025. She represented her hometown. She was crowned Miss Hancock and will compete in Miss Maine 2025. But I think
all right,
we would have seen some news on that.
She already won Miss Hancock.
I don't know. I feel like we would have seen news on that if that was real.
Well, she won it in 2024, so maybe Google AI is taking that and just thinking that it's this year. But, I mean, someone had to be there.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have the Miss Maine pageant entrance?
Let me check that out.
Let me ask Rock.
Who is entered in Miss Maine 2025?
Who is entered in Miss Maine 2025 pageant? Yeah, I want to be more, you know.
Got anything?
Let's see.
Grok's coming up short here. Twice in a row.
For context, 2024 Miss Maine USA was Mackenzie Perdue.
Okay, well, we don't need that.
We don't need that. I don't see it. They don't tell me.
This is confusing.
There are relevant web pages, so.
All I want to know is when Miss Hancock happened, and did Jordan Hudson repeat as champion of Hancock?
Well, it's now taking me to the Miss Maine USA website. What do we got here?
Now, on the Miss Maine website, you can vote for your favorite contestant, and they would be crowned the People's Choice at Miss Maine. And Jordan Hudson is one of the people you can vote for.
Ah. All right, so, man, you got
this year's contestant.
You got Shelby Banger.
I just met her.
Samantha Alma. I mean, yeah, there she is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's your dear Hancock. So she won it already.
Oh, so you know what that is?
What's that?
So Hancock, obviously, is the city in which she won. She looks great there. That's a great picture of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally, like, it's a big filter there. These other contestants, you could tell, more natural. But she's got
Oh, come on.
There's more natural pictures.
I mean, there's a lot of very, very attractive. Well, of course, it's a, you know, come on.
It's a pageant.
You know, you got Lexi Bjork from Greenville.
Bjork.
Hannah Trottier Braun.
I'm going to vote here for Jordan Hudson for Miss Maine. I can vote as many times as I want, too.
Really?
So here we go.
But it's $1 each vote.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. One. It's $1 each vote.
By the way, yeah. The one that has, so they actually give you the vote totals right now underneath.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, I do.
So Jordan Hudson right now.
Only has four votes.
Only has four votes. The leading vote getter right now happens to be Ariana De Jesus.
Okay. How many does she have?
She has 848 votes.
Wow. The De Jesus has came out big. How does Jordan Hudson only have four votes? I mean, Belichick's got to just dump $1 million into this website and then vote her 1 million times. Poor Mia Turk here, zero votes.
Yeah.
That's not good. Oh, Jordan's got 20 votes, actually.
Now she's got 20 as we speak?
No, no, no. I think that we read the four votes under her, and it's actually above.
Well, then I see 750 votes.
No. I got...
Is that...
Oh, no. Yours is under. Mine is over. It's a different
oh,
thing.
Oh, I see. So mine's under.
Yeah. So it is four votes. All right. So Miss Hancock is in 1 week, 2 days. All right. So it's on a Saturday or Sunday, right? So it's next week. Sunday, May 11th, 10 a.m.
Sunday, May 11th, 10 a.m. is when it is?
Yep. That's when the voting will take place, and then the pageant's later that day, I guess. There you go. We should go. We should go.
We should go?
Yeah, we should go up there. I think that would be awesome. Because you know Bill's going to be there. He'll see you. I know, I see the picture.
Yeah, I mean, the picture of her is unbelievable. It's great.
Yeah, Cumberland County's a little more my speed. I also like Bjork.
You like Bjork?
Yeah, not a bad one there. And there, I mean,
how about Lewiston?
You can't go wrong here.
How about Lewiston?
Lewiston? Yeah, Lewiston. A little businessy for me.
Okay.
But still beautiful.
A little businessy?
Yeah.
Why? Because she's wearing a pantsuit?
Yeah. It's like a boardroom spot. Yeah.
All right, so she already won Miss Hancock. Then
again, back-to-back. Congratulations to Jordan Hudson on repeating as Miss Hancock. Wonderful job. And now we'll see if she can take Miss Maine this time.
Christina Johnson?
Christina what?
She, I was thinking of the woman who won Miss USA when I did it.
Oh, okay.
I want to say something, maybe Christina Johnson.
No. Just look in your phone. You probably got her number in there.
No, I don't.